going to Iowa to talk door repair with Steve. What happened? How can we help?
Hey, I've got some hollow core doors that had holes broken in them before I got the house.
Okay.
And they're stained, not painted. And I was wondering if there was a good way to fix them without using, like, water putty or wood putty, something that wouldn't match the color.
Boy, it's really hard to repair those. So the door's actually physically broken in?
Yeah, they've got, you know, like, somebody's punched them or something and it's got holes in it. Can you put like a veneer over that?
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what I was thinking about telling you. You could take the door off and put a very thin layer of veneer Luan on top of it. I think you can buy it as thin as an eighth inch.
Great.
And then you're going to want to probably contact cement that on and then refinish that surface.
Going even thinner than, well, from a Luan standpoint, if you go to a specialty lumber shop, you can get any kind of wood veneer that is already backed, ready to go. You just use the same thing, contact adhesive, and you can even go with something that has an exotic look. I mean, you're really updating then an inexpensive hollow door, but obviously you want something that's stained and has that beautiful wood texture to it, and you've got a lot of opportunities to really make it special.
So you recommend just veneering it with a thin sheet of veneer?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the one thing you're also going to have to do with this, Steve, is when you rehang the door, you're going to have to adjust the door stops because, remember, the door is now going to be a little thicker than what it was before. So you're going to have to move them to compensate for the thickness of the veneer. But it's not a terribly hard project to do, and it's going to come out great.
Cool. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Steve. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.